Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now, Dave, we've been chatting off mic here for probably about 20 minutes, and we've been having a bit of a discussion, a bit of an argument actually, in terms of where the system, the financial system, is going as we move into next year. We're focusing a lot in the US and on Fed policy because expectations keep getting actually moved forward of an initial Fed rate hike. Now you can argue in June of next year. Now I've heard the arguments and I know that we're going to make those arguments that the system can't withstand higher rates and inflation is running out of control on the upside. This is going to lead to a massive shift in money flows into the precious metals as people lose faith in the central banks. The problem is I've heard these arguments before for the last 10 plus years. And look, we still don't have a complete loss in faith of the central banks. And quite frankly, the central banks continue to hold a lot of power in these markets. Dave, take us through that whole process though, how you see the markets and the Fed moving forward into next year and how it kind of devastates, I guess, the economy or the system in general, please.
Oh wow! Okay, sorry. That's a lot to take in here. But inflation has become increasingly problematic for the Fed, and the marketplace is beginning to lose faith and confidence in the Fed. I think that's what the gold price is sniffing out here. And if you listen to what Chairman Powell had to say last Friday, when the gold price was screaming over $1,800 an ounce. He basically said that, okay, inflation isn't as transitory as we thought, and it's going to be problematic for longer than we expected with these supply bottlenecks and the prices. The CPI is over 5% for four consecutive months now, and at the same time, the jobs market really gotten any better. So I think that the marketplace is starting to lose faith in the Federal Reserve, and that is huge. I mean, that's not what a lot of these analysts are factoring into the gold price. We've just heard nonstop ad nauseum about the Fed going to raise rates, the Fed's going to taper. Well, I think the taper is 100% priced in now. I think it's a done deal that they're going to taper. He mentioned it again in that conference on Friday that they're going to start tapering. So what we could see is maybe a buy the news event when they do announce that taper on November 3rd. That could very well take place. But the mining shares could be sniffing this out because they're really starting to show relative strength along with silver, because silver moves higher when there's inflation and stagflation concerns. And that's what we're starting to see. We've started to see the silver price and the miners lead the gold price ever since the last day of the third quarter.
Dave, that has been encouraging to see silver and the miners playing along and outperforming. That is what we'd like to see in a stronger period. But to the point that Corey made in the opening and to the point you just made about inflation and rates and the Fed, I think the tapering, everybody is going to see in November what happens. But if they go forward with it, and let's say they finish up by the middle of next year, the real question is, how can the Fed ever really raise rates up to where the inflation levels are? And it doesn't have to be runaway inflation. 5 or 6% inflation in the past was considered normal inflation. So we're really kind of back to a reasonable level of inflation. It just seems shocking to a world that's lived 2 decades in 1 or 2% inflation. But we're back to a normal level historically of inflation, and the Fed can't really raise rates to 5% or 6%, or it will crush the system. So it doesn't have to be doom and gloom. It doesn't have to be runaway inflation. It just has to be an admittal that they can't really ever normalize rates again. And I think that could be a trigger that would bring more people back to the precious metals. What do you think of that point of view?
Oh, I definitely agree. And also, that we've talked about before is the equity market topping. And I still think that is in the process of happening, even though we're back at all-time highs. The Fed starts to taper. I think that's going to bring some selling. And also toward the end of the year, I think you're going to see a lot of profit taking because this Biden administration has stated they're going to be raising taxes next year. So these investors have a lot of capital gains in the market here. And they've even carted out saying that they want to tax unrealized capital gain. So, all with all this rhetoric about raising taxes next year, I think you're going to see a lot of selling coming in into stocks. And I think some of that money will go into these beaten down mining shares. I mean, the miners are trading at five times cash flow now here. And this is when they usually make a bottom when they're this low. So I think that is in the process of happening. And the CME watch tool is saying the Fed is going to raise rates in June now, a 50% chance of them raising rates. But to your point, I don't see how they can raise rates much. I don't even know if they can raise them at all because of the debt load. I mean, the debt now is nearly $30 trillion in the U.S. These infrastructure packages and these spending packages totaling about $5 trillion. You know, that's, you know, the 3.5 in infrastructure package alone is 15% of the debt. And, you know, all this debt, 70% of it is from interest. 70% of the debt is interest. So the Fed is in a box. We know this. We've known this for quite some time. They jawbone and they jawbone and they jawbone about whatever, at a certain time they're going to do it. And once that certain time comes, they usually have to back off. And now they're having to back off of this inflation is transitory argument. And the market is starting to sniff this out. So it's really going to be interesting, you know, next year on how they're going to do this once it comes time to get off the pot and actually start to raise interest rates. And I really don't think they can. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be interesting how it plays out.
So we're talking about rate hikes here. But the first thing that the Fed needs to do is actually taper their aggressive QE program, getting money into the market. You can make the argument that that does impact directly inflation, especially in times like these where we have some other factors like the supply chain issues that we don't know when that's going to get sorted. But do you guys think at all that as the taper happens, that we could see a bit of an unwind in some of the inflation? And even if inflation, say, levels out at 3 or 3.5%, it doesn't force the Fed's hand as much. So then they are stuck in a box, but they're not trapped and they don't essentially have to almost fail for people to lose faith in them.
Well, a lot of the inflation is coming from shortages too. And I don't think that's going to end. And all this money has been in the system for quite a while. And their modern monetary theories that they're already practicing has started to create all this inflation. So it's not going to just end when they start tapering. I just don't see it. I mean, here in California, there's a city up north that is charging $8 a gallon for gasoline. I just paid $4.25 at the pump myself, and it just keeps going higher. And rents keep going higher, and food keeps going higher, meat keeps going higher, everything keeps going higher. I don't see where it's just going to start going lower just because the Fed tapers $15 billion of their $120 billion mortgages and bonds they're purchasing a month on November 3rd.
Yeah, Dave, and to that point, the Fed has mostly been supporting the bond market. So what they've been doing is spending $120 billion a month on bonds, some of those at different stages of maturity and also some corporate bonds. But if they pull that punch bowl back from the party, as the saying goes, and they quit buying all that, some of that money in bonds, it looks like the bubble that's been in place for 40 years, it looks like it's over now. And so some of that money is going to probably rotate out into the general equities. And some of it may find the precious metal. Some of it may find crypto. Some of it may go to cash. But I don't think it's going to slow down the inflation. The question is, do you think that a percentage of that leaves the bond market may find its way to the precious metals?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we all know how tiny this sector is. If you put together the combination of how tiny it is and how oversold it is in relation to the price of gold, you've got an explosion in the cards that's going to take place. We just don't know when it's going to happen. You know, that's the great thing about this sector. All the cards line up, all the signs line up, and then it could go against you for a while. And then it reverses and starts to go higher just when everybody least expects it. And all the stars are aligned right now for that to take place, I believe, in the mining sector. It's just the timing. And it could have started already, you know, on the last day of the quarter of Q3, because the mining shares have really done well. We've seen a lot of these juniors one by one take off, and a lot of them are flagging those gains. You know, they're not being sold off. You take a look at the GDXJ and the GDXJ this morning, while the gold price was down almost $20 today. Both of those mining stock ETFs were yawning at that gold price being down so much while being short-term overbought. So I think weakness is being bought in a lot of these shares, in a lot of these quality issues that were beaten down so much, and I think that's going to continue.
So, Dave, what are you looking for in the near term then? Because October has been good for the shares, even for the metals, even though we're getting a little bit of a pullback today. But quite frankly, what is going to confirm to you that we do have another solid up leg coming for the precious metals and the stocks rather than another unfortunate fake out, which seems to be more consistent in the sector?
In the GDX and the GDXJ, I'd like to see a weekly close above 35, 35.50 in the GDX. I think that would be the sign of the low being in that index. And the GDXJ, it's 47. Those numbers wouldn't be breaking downtrend support, but they would be higher highs from the last high. And I think those levels would be levels to build on, because if you pull back to a 15-year chart of the GDX, it broke out of a 7-year base above 31. And that took place last year during that huge run-up where it went up like, what was it, 170% in 4.8 months. It got way far ahead of itself, which is what happens in this space. People get excited. They start buying strength. They start chasing. And it's such a small sector that quite a bit of money coming in a short period of time, these things get way overbought and it gets overextended. What's took place recently is that 31 level came down and was tested and it broke. And that, I think, could have been a bear trap, because it broke for a short period of time and it broke during that last week of the third quarter. And then the last day of the third quarter, it shot right back up above it. And I think that is the low now, that 2880 or whatever it was that it hit. 2883 looks like that it hit probably the bottom. And once we see that 3550 level taken out, I think that will pretty much convince me that that is the bottom at that 2883 level. Could it be retested again? Absolutely it could, but I just don't see it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Some key levels to watch, at least on the downside too, as you put it. Confirm that bottom is in, and I understand the argument that it was a long sideways consolidation for these metal stocks, then they ran higher, then they came back and tested that consolidation with a very short-term breakdown and then recovered. Let's see where we go for the rest of this year and into next year, and yeah, we'll see if that whole faith in the Fed and really faith in the system, if investors lose confidence in that, and even then, where that money transitions and flows if that happens. Dave, always great chatting with you, buddy. Very interesting. We'll follow up with you next week to see where these markets move. But in the meantime, hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks, Corey.